It's the Real Country Flashback. KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Flashback this Monday, brought to you by Diesel Works, the diesel shop that stands behind our first responders. Started seeing early on Friday, maybe even as late as Thursday night of last week, that Johnny Rodriguez had entered hospice care. And unfortunately, the news, pretty much as the show was wrapping up on Friday, came out that we had lost the great Johnny Rodriguez. Texan, and according to his family, the singer passing away on Friday, surrounded by his family at the age of 73. Much more than just a trailblazer, as one of country music's first Hispanic stars of the 1970s, Johnny Rodriguez, his catalog stands on its own. 6 number one songs, 14 top fives, 20 top tens, and an incredible run of 15 top 10 songs that really started his career between 1973 and 1978. He, there in the 70s, helped define really country music as we know it as much as anybody at that time in the 70s. And he was, yeah, Texan, born in Sabinal, Texas. He was a good kid by all accounts growing up, and according to his own biography. But boy, what a twist and turn along the way. Numerous times for Johnny Rodriguez. He was really good. Model citizen, altar boy in the church, captain of the football team, but family tragedy. His dad passing away when he was 16 years old. Then he lost his brother the following year. That led him on a spiral. And he never did anything too terribly egregious, at least not early on. Legend has it, though. This is part of the legend of Johnny Rodriguez. Early 1970, age of 18, we talked about this before in the flashback. Rodriguez was thrown in jail after he and his friend stole a goat. Yeah, now, some others say there were other reasons for it, but either which way, it was rumored and probably is true that down the jail cell block, watching guard that night was famous Texas Ranger Joaquin Jackson, and he heard Johnny Rodriguez singing in his cell. So that kid is good. I don't know what he's in for, but man, I know what he needs to get out to do. So he told a local promoter, who was actually famous in his own right, had ties to George Strait, Happy Shahan, about it. And he hired him. Happy did. Johnny Rodriguez had his first ever gig. He was singing at the Alamo Village tourist attraction there. That's where the John Wayne Alamo movie had been filmed. And then, passing through just by chance in 1970, Tom T. Hall and the great Bobby Bear. And they said, kid, come with us. You deserve to be in Music City. And the rest is musical history, with other twists and turns along the way. Inducted into the Texas Country Music Hall of Fame in 2007, there has always been a push to get him in the Country Music Hall of Fame. Losing the great Johnny Rodriguez, Texan, a lot of ties to Hank at 73.
Wish I was holding some.